And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Off to Lake Michigan. Our good friend Yuki Butcher had lost his memory, and he didn't know what was happening to him. After he saved the rich lady, Mrs. Saxfold, from the fire at the Cheviot Hills Hotel, Mrs. Saxfold wanted to show her appreciation, so she came and got Yuki out of the hospital where he landed after he had bumped his head, you know, and took him to her home. As a matter of fact, according to the papers, Yuki has been adopted. He hasn't been in touch with us, and then when we heard he was at Mrs. Saxfold's vacation retreat up in Lake Michigan, Mayor Plumfront, Sparky, and I decided to go there.
Michigan, popular vacation country. Well, I'll tell you one thing, it sure is pretty up here.
Oh, I should say it is. Michigan sure is a beautiful state. A land of fresh air and cool lake breezes. Yes, sir.
It is a pretty lake, but look how blue the water looks.
All five of the Great Lakes are pretty.
Yeah, Buster, when you just get right down to it, it all boils down to the fact that this here United States of ours is a beautiful and grand and glorious country.
How true, Mayor, how true indeed.
Yes, just take a look around you. Look at the beautiful lake. Look at the beautiful countryside, and just stop and think. That this here is just a very small, tiny part of our big country. It's like where this one came from.
Yeah, that's right, Mayor. Lots more. And every inch of it just as pretty as what we're looking at right now, just about.
Oh, look out there. Look at the big sailboat. Wow, look how big and light those sails are. Oh, isn't that pretty?
That's a sloop, lad.
The what?
A sloop. A sloop is a single-masted, fore-and-aft rig vessel with a broad beam. She carries a centerboard, and that's what makes her different from a cutter.
That's Greek to me, Mayor. Sure it is to Sparky, too.
Yeah. What did he say, Big John? Look at all the boats out on the lake now. They just came into view as we came around that bend.
Yes, this must be the harbor where we're going to rent our boat. Okay, Sparky and Mayor, be on the lookout for a sign that says Clipper Charlie's Boat Dock. That's what we're looking for now.
Yeah, okay. Okay, there it is. There it is, right there. There's the sign, Big John. Clipper Charlie's Boat Dock. See it?
Yeah. That's the place that the man at the place where we rented this car told me about. He said that we could hire a very good boat at Clipper Charlie's.
Oh, see, there's some mighty fine-looking motor launches and cruisers tied up there in the dock right now.
Wait, are we
going to
rent one of those?
Just as soon as I can find a parking space here. There we go. I suppose we'll have to rent a rather large boat, wouldn't you say so, Mayor? After all, Mrs. Saxfold's island, where she and Yuki are staying, is pretty far out in the lake.
Oh, yes, we'll need a big boat after all once you... out on that layer lake, out of sight of land, you know, that's just like being on the ocean, or almost like it anyways. You can get pretty rough out there on the lake.
I read in my geography book at school that there are some seas in Europe and Asia that aren't even as big as any one of our five great lakes.
Well, come on, let's get out of the car and take a walk to the dock and look over the boats. Might as well pick out the one we want.
Yeah, come on, let's get out of the car. I'm all ready out.
Well, true am I. Oh, see, this is a fine big car, Buster. Why don't you give me that old pile of junk of yours and get one like this here?
Why don't you, Big John? Why, the king don't own a big blue station wagon like this.
What are you guys talking about? Me own a great big car like this? You fellas think I'm rich? I run a mimeograph machine at a radio station.
Well, boy, if anybody needs a new car, it's you.
Well, what's wrong with my car? It's perfectly fine condition. As Yuki would say, it's just as good as the day it came off the production line back in 1927. Fine.
Yeah, but take a look back there and see that blue station wagon we rented. And compare that to that old rattle trap you own. Look at them there, chromium wire wheels. Oh, I like them kind of old-time spoke wheels like that.
Yeah, sure,
it's
snazzy looking.
Ooh,
look at
those
snazzy looking boats, though.
Yeah, there's a nice looking one. Well, we're going to have to get a bigger one than that if we're going to cruise around the lake looking for Mrs. Saxfold's island.
That's right, we'll need more like that motor cruiser over there.
Hey, that speedboat, man.
Where's that? Oh, yeah, No. Here's the one we need. There. That one over yonder. That's the one we're going to have to get.
You mean that big boat?
Yeah, that's the kind we'll be needing.
I wonder if all the boats on this dock can be rented or if some of them are privately owned.
Yeah, the man at the garage said that Clipper Charlie had lots of boats for rent, and I guess you can rent any boat that you see here at this dock.
Well, I hope we can get that big one with the big white one with the blue top.
Oh, I imagine that man over there by the building is Clipper Charlie. Look, I'll go over and talk to him about renting a boat. And you fellows look over the boats and make sure that you pick out a good one now, will you?
Yeah, okay, Big John. Come on, Mayor, let's go take a better look at the big white motor cruiser over there, one with the blue top. That's a keen looking one, isn't it, Mayor?
Oh, yes, that's a mighty fine looking craft, lad. You know, you're a pretty good judge of boats. Yeah, she looks like she might be pretty fast. See how it sits in the water there?
That looks like a PC boat, you know, like they have in the Navy.
Yeah, come to think of it, lad, it does. Ooh, wait till we get this fella out in the lake there. I'll show you how to handle a boat like this. Yes, sir.
You know how to sail a boat like this?
Know how? Lad, I'm surprised at you. You ought to know better than to ask such a silly question as that.
Well, I didn't know it was a silly question. Do you know how to sail a motor launch like this?
Oh, lad, I am indeed amazed and surprised at you. Just so happens, lad, that during the past war, I was a civilian instructor at the U.S. Navy PT Boat School. Yes, sir. I taught them Navy boys how to handle these here swift-moving crafts like that there.
Well, boy, I didn't know that, Mayor.
Oh, well, hey, you know it now, lad. And I just don't forget it.
Yeah, don't worry, Mayor. I'm going. Oh, look at that boat.
Come on, boys. Climb aboard. This is the boat for us as long as we want to pay rent on it. Come on, hop in, Sparky.
Okay. Come on, Mayor. Come on, dear. Let's get going.
I'm following you aboard, dear lad, right behind you. What about supplies, Buster? Is she all fueled up and ready to go?
Yep. Clipper Charlie said that this motor cruiser is all ready for a cruise out into the lake anytime we want to start.
Well, come on, let's get going. Come on, start up the motor.
Now, wait a minute. Let me take a look at these here controls and familiarize myself with this here craft. Yeah, well, she looks like she'd probably be easy to handle. Okay, fellas, here we go. You all set?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, all set.
All righty, I'll start her up. Contact.
Hot dog, there she goes. Water started.
Yep. Ready to get underway. Line casted off?
All lines casted off, Mayor.
Okay. Better sound her horn as we pull away from the dock. Clear the way, boys.
The horn.
Sure, you gotta warn the smaller boats if we're coming their way, lad.
Can I go, Mayor?
Sure, lad. Just push down this big bright button up here by the wheel.
Okay. Look out, boats, here we come. Hey, Mayor, after we get out into the lake where there aren't a lot of boats, can I drive a while?
Sure. But you better wait till we get out into the open water. Right now, you and Big John better put on your life jackets. They'll be under that bench over there on the starboard side.
I've already got them out, Mayor. Here's one for you. Here's a smaller one for you, Sparky. Come on, put this on. I've already got mine on.
Okay, Big John.
Well, now that we're underway, I guess I can give her more throttle. Right away, Buster. You find out anything from Clipper Charlie about where Mrs. Saxfull's island is located?
Oh, yeah, almost forgot. Clipper Charlie knows Mrs. Saxfull very well. She keeps her boats at the yacht club right next to his wharf. He says her island's about 25 miles out, just a little bit west of due north of here.
In other words, follow the compass at the point between due north and northwest.
Yes, that's right. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what he said.
Okay, you just turn your north and put it on her course. Well, here we go. All righty, we're on the way. 25 miles. Means in about an hour or so, we'll be sighting Mrs. Saxfull Island.
Yeah, and then maybe we'll find it. Yep, we're on the way. Yes, sir. Boy, oh boy.
Maybe we'll find Yuki. However, boys and girls, I must warn you that something intervened. Just about the time when we thought we should be arriving at the island, well, if I told you what happened, perhaps you wouldn't want to tune in next time, and that's what we want you to do. So be sure to listen for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky.